Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K. GGF Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody's doing well. 75 degrees outside. Expected high of around 93 today. And let's go ahead and get to the phone as we do have online. We do have State Senator Dan Goddard on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning. It is a beautiful morning.
Absolutely. It's absolutely perfect out there. Got a few clouds out there, but as of right now, 75 degrees. You cannot ask for much better smack dab in the middle of summer. And, sir, the main thing you did want to talk about was, of course, the election that happened just about a week and a half ago. And for you, sir, unfortunately, I mean, I've not heard the final count on the election. I never got the final count on that, but it was pretty close, was it not?
It really was. It was basically razor thin. Neosho County folks did their canvass yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last count, I believe there are 27 votes between Mr. Peck and myself.
So it's very close on the final canvass there for Neosho County, and the final numbers have not been published yet. Correct?
That's right. Montgomery County and Labette County still have to do their canvass on Monday, and that will determine what the final count is.
Been a very, very close race. And sir, can you just kind of talk about, you know, this race? It was pretty interesting, to say the least. Of course, you were going for a re-election, and Mr. Peck was is attempting to unseat you. And can you just kind of talk about this election? As I'm guessing it was a very, I mean, you, I know you were out quite a bit, and I know you were doing the debates and stuff. Could you just describe this election? It probably was very, very, just a lot of work, was it not? Because as I was talking to Jake LaTurner a few weeks ago, he said basically an election is kind of like a long version of a job interview.
Well, it really is. I agree with Jake. And by the way, I'd like to congratulate him on his victory. Mm-hmm. I think that was very good for Kansas.
Especially Southeast Kansas.
What's that?
Especially for Southeast Kansas, because he is a Southeast Kansas guy. So it'll be very good for Southeast Kansas as well.
That's right. But back to the election. It was a hard-fought campaign, and yes, it was very, very busy. It was very tiring. But I have to tell you, I met so many great people while I was out, and I've got to just thank all of my supporters and the folks that voted for me, regardless of the outcome. I've always believed that, you know, your elected officials, especially in the Senate, represent everybody in the district. Doesn't matter whether what party they're in or what they do. You always try to do the best thing for the folks in the district.
Absolutely. And again, like you said, it's a close race as of right now. We're talking to State Senator Dan Goddard, who is we had the election just about a week and a half ago. But again, still canvassing just went on in Neosho County. Still got to go in Labette and Montgomery County in a slim march right now. Just 27 votes, which means this election could go either direction at any point. So it's, again, a very, very close election. And I know you're looking forward to the final canvasses that will be happening. You said they're going to happen on Monday, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so, and we'll find out what the final numbers are by early next week, at least by Monday next week, maybe Tuesday of next week. But again, like you said, the election, it's a really long been a long election. It's basically a long job interview. But again, is there anything else you'd like to discuss this morning, sir? If you are reelected to state senate, get back up to Topeka? What are a few things that you would like to bring up in the legislature if you are reelected and you get back up to Topeka when the legislature reconvenes in January?
Well, the first thing, and it was a big point during the campaign, was the financial status of the state. I think that we'll work our way out of it. We did that back in 2016, 2017. Time frame when we reversed the Brownback experiment, tax experiment. At that point, the state was in dire financial condition, and we eventually worked back to a fair tax system. You know, I was accused of voting for the largest tax increase in the state's history, but in actuality, our taxes that we passed were actually less than what they were when Brownback started his march to zero. I think we put the state back on a three-legged stool in terms of taxes, and we were on the road until the COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And then when that happened, the economy went down, the revenues went down, the expenses stayed the same unless we take some action to reduce spending and get us back to a good financial situation.
So again, and COVID affected a lot of things, because I do remember the last day of the legislature, I do remember that was like a 24-hour session for the most part, was it not?
It was. It was about 24 hours. It was a grueling day. But I think that we had to get some things done, and we did, and the entire legislature did the best it could to wrap up the session.
Yeah, it's because I think I was talking to Representative Doug Blex, and he was saying, and you know, I tried to call him for his interview that morning, and he said, "Well, we're still on the floor." And I was like, "Whoa, okay." So, and I ended up we ended up talking to him, I think about an hour and a half after that, but he said, "We're still on the floor," and I was like, "Oh, okay," because it spilled over into the next day. The day after was supposed to be the last day of the legislature, but if something convenes that the final day, even if it spills in the next day, that still counts as that last day because it started then, correct?
Right.
Okay.
You know, there's one other issue that really didn't come up in the campaign, and that is the census count. You know, if people have not filled out their census form or reported the census folks, they really need to do that. It's critically important. And one of the things that's going to be probably very controversial will be the redistricting that will happen during this next legislative session. You know, I think that rural communities, rural areas are going to, their districts will increase in size geographically, and the all the districts will move toward the more populated areas, which could bring up more of a rural-urban divide. And we just need to make sure that we get everybody in this district to complete their census forms and get the best count that we can.
Absolutely. I do know last count, I was talking to Kenny Westbrook, who's part of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, said in Montgomery County, it's only at 53% right now. And it's like, I'm not sure what it is in Labette and Wilson and Neosho counties of right now. But I mean, it only takes 10 minutes to get it done. And it's very, very important for the areas because that's whatever the county is, that's dollars that comes into the area, correct?
That's right. That's exactly right. And we need to make sure that everybody gets counted.
Absolutely. Be sure to get your census form in, or I know you can do it online. You can call in. Also, they are going around door to door now to get the census done and to make sure that we get every dollar that we can for our area, because it is very important for infrastructure and other things like that. Well, sir, again, I appreciate you coming on today. And if we do have anything that pops up with the election, I will give you a call and we'll kind of get your thoughts on that after everything has been published, hopefully sometime next week.
Well, thank you very much. And again, I want to thank everyone who participated and voted, especially those that supported and voted for me during the election.
All right, sir. Well, again, I appreciate you coming on the second Friday of each month. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Well, thank you. And God bless you guys, and don't get too warm today.
Exactly. Stay inside or at least get out somewhere where you can stay cool for sure. All right, sir. Well, again, thank you for your time today. We really do appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right. You have a good day as well. And you have a good weekend as well, sir.
I will.
All right. That was State Senator Dan Goddard. We enjoy talking to him. Again, that's the second Friday of each month. Again, the election has not been decided yet. Neosho just did their canvass, I do believe he said yesterday, and they're separated by 27 votes right now. Labette and Montgomery will be doing their canvassing, and we'll find out probably sometime next week when we'll find out next week what the final numbers are. But again, it's a razor thin, just 27 votes separating Virgil Peck and Senator Dan Goddard. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have Fox News at the top of the hour, and then we'll have some local news, and then we will have Skanky Insurance from Independence.